And finally, this hour, your letters. Yesterday, we heard an essay from Anne-Marie Kelly Harbaugh about her canine companion named Hound and the grief she felt after he died.
I am torn between being glad he's at peace and hoping he haunts me, not unlike a dog version of Patrick Swayze in Ghost. Dogs love us like we wish we could love others. They are faithful where we are feckless. For as long as they are able, they endure.
Well, that essay touched many of our listeners, including Brian Green of Thunder Bay, Ontario. He writes, "Dogs teach us so much about unconditional love, about living in the moment, about the purity of inhabiting a world of physicality and sensation, about not over-intellectualizing everything, about keeping our personal world small and manageable, about the utter integrity of dogginess. Thank you for this." Though admittedly more of a cat person, Keith Haddock of San Francisco was moved too, so much so that he asks for a heads up next time. He writes this, "A grown man has no place nearly coming to tears at work, hoping nobody suddenly visits his cubicle for fear of humiliation." Also yesterday, we told you about a new study that found the deeper a man's voice, the more likely women are to remember what he says. Well, that reminded Joanne Lee Frank in Clearwater, Florida, of a beloved song, Speak Low, from the 1943 musical One Touch of Venus.
Speak low when you speak love.
Speak low or high, you'll always have our ear, so please do keep those letters coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
Speak low when you speak low. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon.
You're listening to All Things Considered.